Not quite sure. All right, yes, this is working. Never used Audioboo on the laptop before, normally just on the phone, and not that often. But I'm very bad at actually putting communications out in a publicly consumable form, I suppose, or at least anything worthwhile as a communication. So I don't know, maybe I feel slightly inspired to try Audioboo as some form of audio blogging, as I can't be had with YouTube, probably because I'm not pretty enough, and I can't be bothered. But let's try Audioboo instead as some form of blogging. I wish I had the time to do written blogs on my website. I did enjoy the ones I wrote. Oh, pardon me. I do apologize. Who knows? Hopefully, I'll have a better chance as well to do some more in the future. But in the meantime, let's come have a couple of minutes of blog or audio blog and see how we get on. So I hate doing general updates because my last written blog was a general update, but that was, a month or so ago. So let's just say today went to a CMA possible. I can't think what we called it, like a steering group or a promos, no, that's the wrong word. An exploratory meeting, that's the word. A CMA, Community Media Association, exploratory media meeting to look at a national advertising agency slash bureau slash platform to sell for community media organisations, primarily focusing on community radio, but also looking at community internet radio or RSL radio and other platforms. So, maybe online magazines and long-term TV. But I think as a grounding, we're looking at community broadcast radio full-time, FM. Fantastic meeting with some very interesting people from across the community radio sector. Very, very constructive going forward. Watch this space for further details because we're still sort of, I think the discussion was sort of very ironing it out and trying to set some, well, we haven't even set principles, but discussing sort of principles and concepts. It's something that I'm very much behind because it's something that I've been thinking about or talking about for probably about 2, 3 years. I ran a student radio advertising pilot project about a year and a half ago, I think, year and a half, nearly 2 years ago. Ran it successfully for a couple of months, proved that it could work. Suddenly learned a lot in terms of some possible stumbling points. If you're trying to organize that type of platform where you don't necessarily own the groups or not own the radio station under a group structure, and certainly felt I could pass on a lot of what I learned for this, because obviously a national brokerage or agency or whatever doesn't necessarily have any control over the stations in terms of, say, like a big commercial station or commercial group. So a lot of the issues that I encountered or I foresaw going forward are issues that this agency would have or possibly have. Good. So definitely watch this space and other meetings soon. So that's hopefully this will be the first of regular audio blogs. Please feel free to comment or do whatever you do in relation to this, and let's see how it goes.